Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, mostly cloudy and mild with a few heavy showers and a low of 54. The former Racine Unified substitute teacher accused of having inappropriate contact with three students appeared in court this afternoon to face charges. 28-year-old Justin Beaton is accused of sending an inappropriate picture to a Case High School student in December. He's also accused of arranging to meet with two Horlick High School students he met while working there, driving them to area parks and having sexual contact with them. The charges against him include child enticement, the sexual assault of a student by school staff, and exposing a child to harmful materials. In court this afternoon, Assistant District Attorney Dirk Jensen argued for a high bond.
These are extremely serious charges. He basically is an individual who was entrusted with guiding and teaching children, and instead he basically manipulated, groomed, and took advantage of them. We think that the $60,000 is appropriate as set.
Beaton's attorney, Patrick Cafferty, said he is not a flight risk and not a danger to the public in arguing for a lower bond. Court Commissioner Alice Rudebush ordered a $50,000 signature bond plus $5,000 in cash and ordered Beaton not to use a smartphone or the internet. He's scheduled to return to court March 23rd for a preliminary hearing. A fuel spill closed 52nd Street east of Sheridan Road late this morning. In addition to Kenosha fire units, the Racine Fire Department hazmat team is on the scene, along with the Racine Fire Bells. The spill is less than a block from Kenosha's municipal building, which remains open. Three teenagers were transported to Wheaton Franciscan All Saints Emergency after a car rolled over. Near the corner of Washington and Holmes Avenues just after noon today. All three were able to get out of the car on their own. The extent of their injuries is unknown. The accident involved a second vehicle that reportedly had front-end damage. The Caledonia Village Board last night approved spending over $500,000 to purchase a new fire truck from the E1 company in Florida to replace their 25-year-old vehicle. Trustee Lee Wishow said four bids were received.
This fire engine would replace the current 1991 Pierce multipurpose, which is currently at Fire Station 12. We would sell that one for whatever we can get for it. The 2001 E1 pumper at Station 11 would move to Station 12, and the new one would be deployed at Station 11.
The $550,000 was included in the 2016 capital budget, which the board approved last fall. About 30 people attended last night's Summers Plan Commission meeting to hear more about a proposed police training track on land owned by UW Parkside. The training facility would be a joint effort by Parkside and Gateway Technical College for slow speed pursuit training. However, several people who live in the area have expressed concerns about a number of issues which officials from both schools tried to ease. Mark Molinaro of Partners in Design, which is designing the facility, said he was sure the presentation wouldn't change many minds, but he felt it was important that the facts be presented. Quoting a report from the Department of Justice, he reiterated that training will involve slow speeds, which create little noise.
And here it talks specifically about each and every exercise that's done out there. It specifically states on at least one of them that the pace is a fast walk to 30 miles an hour. Clearly, the size of this track isn't going to allow you to get up to a speed that will exceed much more than 30. And if it does, you'll get there and you'll be braking immediately.
Molinaro noted that Gateway has been conducting this kind of training in the parking lot of the former Dairyland Greyhound Park, much closer to residential areas than the proposed Parkside track, and there have been no complaints about noise or other issues. The Plan Commission took no action on the proposal at last night's meeting. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has new data showing 9 of 20 Milwaukee area freeway segments to be so congested that motorists need to allow more than twice as much time to consistently complete their trips during peak travel times compared to uncongested conditions. The report says two of those routes are so congested that motorists actually need over three times the normal amount to consistently complete their trips during peak travel times. The state DOT website now has the Travel Time Reliability and Data 2015 report available. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.